Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're really digging into a significant legal fight involving the St. George Professional Firefighters Association, Local 4524.
That's right. They've brought a lawsuit against their employer, the St. George Fire Protection District No. 2, and also against Fire Chief Gerard Tarleton personally.
And the heart of it really seems to be about pay. Specifically, questions around whether long-serving firefighters are getting a fair shake compared to, well, newer hires.
Exactly. And to understand this, we're mainly drawing from two key documents. First, there's the deposition of Chief Tarleton himself from back in February 2024. That gives us insight into his perspective under questioning.
Okay, his sworn testimony.
Yes. And second, we have the fire district's official response, their answer to the union's petition, which is dated April 17th, 2025. So that lays out their legal defenses and arguments.
Got it. So for this deep dive, let's try to understand the situation primarily from the perspective of the local union members. What's their fundamental grievance here? What are they arguing is wrong?
Well, putting ourselves in their shoes, it really seems to boil down to a core feeling of unfairness. They're essentially asking if the pay system truly provides equal recognition for equal performance.
Equal recognition for equal performance.
Yeah.
That sounds like it might have some legal basis.
It does. It touches on Louisiana law, specifically Title 33, Section 1969. There have been legal discussions around this, like in the LaGrange case involving St. Tammany Parish Fire District No. 4. So it's not just a feeling. There's a potential legal hook there.
Interesting. Now, when the Chief Tarleton, was asked about this idea of equal performance in his deposition, did he see it the same way the union might?
Not quite, it seems. He raised what sounds like a practical management challenge. Like, how do you objectively measure if two firefighters are performing exactly equally? He pointed out that even two people starting on the same day might have different strengths, different ways of doing the job.
Okay, so he's questioning the premise of easily measurable equal performance.
Sort of, yeah. Suggesting it's more nuanced than that.
But from the union side, what specific things are making them feel this inequality exists? What's the concrete problem they're pointing to?
Based on the questioning in the deposition, the big concern is that firefighters who've been with St. George for, you know, many years, built their careers there, might actually be earning less than firefighters hired more recently who came in with experience from other departments.
So the loyalty, the years of service within St. George, might not be translating into higher pay compared to bringing in outside experience.
That seems to be the crux of it. It raises that question. Does the system reward staying put and gaining that specific institutional knowledge?
Is there a specific example that sort of crystallizes this concern for the union?
Yes. The situation with Captain Peel comes up repeatedly in the questioning. He's apparently been with the department for around 18 years.
18 years. That's a long time.
A very long time. And the implication from the questioning is that despite this long service, Captain Peel might be earning less than some firefighters hired much more recently, and this seems tied to a specific hiring practice.
Okay, let's talk about that practice. This two-step above thing for experienced hires, that sounds like a major sticking point. How did that work exactly?
Right. So according to the deposition, when St. George hires someone who already has firefighting experience elsewhere, they figure out where that person's previous base pay would fall on the St. George pay scale.
Okay, they find the equivalent spot.
Yeah. And then they automatically bump them up two additional steps on that scale right from the start.
Oh, okay. Huh. So an immediate advantage for coming in with outside experience. Where did this come from? Is it in the rule book somewhere?
Well, that's interesting. Chief Tarleton mentioned it reportedly started way back in 1998.
98, okay.
But crucially, he also seemed to indicate it was never actually formalized, not written down in any official rule or regulation. It's just the way things have been done.
An unwritten policy for over two decades. What's the district's rationale for doing this? Why give that automatic two-step boost?
The justification offered by the chief is recruitment. He basically said it's an incentive needed to attract experienced firefighters. The idea is they wouldn't leave their current job for the same pay, so the two-step bump makes moving to St. George more attractive financially.
I can see the logic from a hiring perspective needing to be competitive, but how does that land with the union, with the firefighters who didn't get that kind of bump, who started at St. George?
Well, you can imagine their perspective. It likely raises serious questions about internal equity. They're probably asking, look, if you need a bump to attract outside experience, why isn't our accumulated experience within this department worth a similar kind of recognition in our pay?
Yeah, isn't our loyalty and knowledge of this system valuable too?
Precisely. Why value external experience more, at least in terms of that initial pay setting?
And the district's own legal filings, their answer actually gives some examples of this in action, right, from 2020 hires.
Yes, it does. It lists several instances. For example, a firefighter operator named Clements came in with 8 years of prior experience and started at step 11.
Step 11, okay.
Another hire, Duer, a paramedic, apparently started above the top step. Gibbs, another paramedic hire, also started high up. There were others from Gonzales Fire, Pfeiffer from Baton Rouge, all starting at elevated steps due to prior experience.
So concrete examples of this policy benefiting external hires significantly.
Absolutely. It clearly shows the department putting a premium on bringing in people with existing credentials and experience from elsewhere.
And did Chief Tarleton acknowledge that this practice could lead to the very situation the union is complaining about? Like someone like Captain Peel earning less than these newer two-step hires.
Yes, he did acknowledge that. He conceded that the practice could result in incumbents, like Mr. Peel, potentially earning less than someone hired later who received that two-step bump.
That seems like a really significant admission from the union's point of view. It confirms their basic observation.
It definitely validates the core factual premise of their concern about pay inversion. Even if the chief disputes the equal performance interpretation, the outcome longer-serving folks earning less is acknowledged.
Okay. Beyond the starting pay issue, there's also longevity pay. That seems to be another area of concern for the union. What was the old system for rewarding long service?
Yeah, so St. George used to have its own departmental longevity policy. Once a firefighter hit 10 years of service, they started getting an annual percentage increase added to their base pay.
A reward for sticking around.
Exactly. And that percentage grew over time, capping out at a potential 20% bonus after many years. It was a clear financial incentive for long-term commitment.
But that's changed.
Yes. Huh. That specific departmental longevity pay was eliminated in January 2024.
Why? What reason did the chief give for getting rid of a benefit that rewards loyalty?
According to his deposition, the main reason was the introduction of a brand new base pay scale at the same time. The chief basically said the new scale was, quote, beefy enough that the separate longevity bonus wasn't needed anymore.
Beefy enough. Okay.
He also mentioned it might have been linked to getting rid of an educational incentive to kind of simplifying things.
So the idea was we're raising base pay overall, so we don't need these extra bonuses. How did that actually play out for someone like Captain Peel? With his 18 years.
Well, the deposition indicates his base salary did go up significantly with the new scale, which is good, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, that separate longevity percentage he would have been earning based on his years of service completely disappeared. So higher base, but zero departmental longevity bonus.
So a trade-off. Did he end up better or worse off overall? It's maybe not immediately clear.
It might depend on the exact numbers, but he definitely lost that specific recognition for his long tenure. It's important to distinguish this, though, from the statutory longevity pay required by state law.
Ah, right. There's a state minimum.
Yes. Louisiana law requires a minimum 2% increase after 3 years of service. That statutory longevity pay is still in place. It was the department's own additional longevity program that got cut.
Okay, got it. So this new pay scale, the one that started in January 2024 and was meant to be beefy enough, was this implemented specifically to fix the kinds of pay disparities the union is suing over?
That seems to be Chief Tarleton's position, yes. He expressed the belief that this new 30-step pay plan should have resolved most, if not all, of those disparity issues. The structure suggests a longer, maybe more gradual climb.
But the union is still suing, so clearly they don't see it as a complete fix. From their perspective, what might be the problem with arguing the new scale solves everything?
Well, their argument is likely that even if the new scale is better going forward, it doesn't necessarily fix the past. It doesn't retroactively compensate those long-term firefighters for the years they might have been paid less than the two-step hires under the old system.
Right. It doesn't make them whole for potentially years of disparity.
Exactly. They might argue the fundamental imbalance created by that earlier practice hasn't really been undone just by changing the scale now. The effects linger.
And the fire district and their legal response, they've kind of gone on the offensive too, haven't they? They filed this reconventional demand. What are they asking the court to do?
Yeah, they're asking the court for a declaratory judgment. Basically, they want the court to officially rule that their pay scales, both past and present, do comply with the relevant Louisiana laws on differential pay and equal pay.
So they want the court's stamp of approval on their practices?
Essentially, yes. It's a way to seek validation and potentially shut down the union's claims.
And how do they justify the higher pay for the experienced hires in that demand?
They argue it was justified because those hires had greater qualifications and experience. Pretty straightforward argument.
How might the union push back on that specific point?
The union would likely counter that years of dedicated service within St. George, learning their system, their streets, their protocols, is just as valuable, maybe even more so, than general experience from elsewhere. They'd question why one type of experience gets that upfront financial premium and the other doesn't seem to.
Makes sense. Now, the district also included something about potentially recouping money, right? If the court does find problems.
Yes, that's a striking part of their demand. They're saying if the court finds any pay arrangements violated the statutes, they want the right to recover what they deem excessive payments. And not just from officers, but potentially from lower-ranking firefighters, too.
Wow. How would the union likely perceive that move?
Oh, they'd almost certainly see that as an aggressive, maybe even intimidating tactic. It could look like an attempt to make firefighters think twice about pursuing the lawsuit, suggesting they might end up owing money back if they win.
Yeah, like, be careful what you wish for.
Exactly. And it raises the question, if the district thought these payments might be excessive or legally problematic later, why did they make those arrangements in the first place?
Good point. Let's quickly touch on that specific group of hires from New Orleans. Their situation seems a bit unique because of pensions.
Yes. When these experienced firefighters transferred from the New Orleans Fire Department, there was an issue with transferring their pensions into the statewide firefighters retirement system, the FRS. There was an actuarial cost, a shortfall.
Okay, because the systems are different.
Right. And as part of the deal to hire them, which also included that higher starting pay, the St. George Fire District agreed to make payments to the FRS to cover that pension shortfall for those individuals.
So, another financial benefit given to attract these specific experienced hires.
Yeah.
How does the union view that element?
From the union's perspective, it likely looks like yet another example of the district going above and beyond financially to recruit outsiders, while similar investments aren't necessarily made for the long-term internal staff. It reinforces that feeling of external experience being valued more highly.
And the district's counterargument in their demand about getting that pension money back.
They're basically saying, look, if our overall pay deal with these New Orleans hires, including the starting pay, is found illegal under the equal pay or differential pay laws, then our agreement to cover their pension shortfall should be voided too.
So they want to undo that part of the deal if the other part is struck down.
Yes. And they argue the New Orleans hires themselves should then have to repay those pension shortfall funds. Again, potentially putting those specific firefighters in a difficult financial position if the union's core arguments succeed.
Okay. And lastly, the district raised a bunch of standard legal defenses too, right? Things like saying the union can't sue or waited too long.
Yes. Several procedural defenses. They filed exceptions claiming prematurity, meaning the union didn't follow prerequisite steps. They argue Local 4524 has no right of action, essentially questioning if the union is the proper party to bring the suit. They also claim prescription, which is like saying the statute of limitations has run out.
And they deny the union is the collective bargaining agent.
Yes, they explicitly deny that Local 4524 is or ever has been the official collective bargaining agent. They also assert, of course, that their pay scales have always been compliant, they acted in good faith, weren't arbitrary, and raised defenses like waivers or estoppel, basically saying the firefighters accepted the pay so they can't complain now.
How does the union likely see all these technical legal arguments?
They probably view them largely as attempts to avoid addressing the substance of the pay disparity claims. Standard legal maneuvering, perhaps, but from their side, likely frustrating attempts to get the case dismissed on technicalities rather than debated on the merits of fair pay.
Okay, so wrapping this up, if we're looking through the lens of the St. George Professional Firefighters Association, Local 4524, what's the core feeling driving this whole lawsuit? What's the fundamental message they're trying to send?
I think from their perspective, it really comes down to a feeling of being undervalued. Undervalued for their loyalty, for their years of service, for the specific expertise they've built within the St. George Fire Department. They see practices like the two-step above for new hires, and the removal of their departmental longevity pay as concrete signs that the district prioritizes attracting outside talent over rewarding the commitment of its existing workforce.
So the lawsuit is their way of demanding recognition, demanding that their long-term dedication be valued fairly in their paychecks.
Exactly. It's a fight for what they perceive as equal recognition for equal, or perhaps, in their view, even more valuable contributions given their deep roots in the department and community. Mm. It's about fairness and respect for their long-term commitment.
It really does highlight this incredibly tricky balance for public service agencies, doesn't it? You absolutely need to attract qualified, experienced people, sometimes from other places, but you also desperately need to keep your experienced, loyal, long-term employees happy and feeling valued. How do you weigh that?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right. And this case makes you really think. What does fair compensation look like in that context? From a union perspective, how should you value internal experience versus external? Is years of service in this specific system inherently more valuable than general experience elsewhere? Finding that truly equitable balance is clearly a huge challenge.
It absolutely is. And the way this lawsuit unfolds could definitely set precedents or at least influence how other departments think about these very issues moving forward. It's a tough needle to thread.